whenever a young victim is shot down senselessly, it affects all of us because it's just, we all think, well, what if, you know, we feel so sorry for their family and we also are worried about our own children because of the unbelievable access to weapons that kids have and adults.
So I'm sure your heart just sort of sunk when you heard about the bullying aspect that may have played a role.
Right. Well, we don't know yet, so we can't jump to conclusions and we have to wait and see what happens. You know, whether it was as a result of the perpetrator being bullied or the victim being a victim of bullying, we don't know yet. So, again, we just have to wait and have it all sort of pan out and find out what the facts are.
You did speak recently about the strides that Maryland is making and the different initiatives that we have in place to prevent bullying. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, Maryland has made some great strides. In 2005, there was the Safe School Reporting Act that was passed. And what that requires is basically that the schools, when there's an incident that has been, you know, whether it's the incident that's been witnessed to by a teacher or reported to a teacher or an administrator, that it be reported so that we can start looking at the numbers and seeing where there may be more of a need for resources in regarding that issue. So that's something I think that we've bolstered up. And even since 2005 and 2008, I believe we're having non-public schools participate as well, as long as they're getting public funding. But, you know, I think it's more about not just laws and stuff, but just awareness and trying to have, you know, schools teach tolerance and respect and really, you know, focus on being more tolerant of differences amongst kids in society, you know, because a lot of times the victims of bullying are just kids that are sort of like, maybe they're not the athletes, maybe they're not the straight-A students, or maybe they are the straight-A students and they're being targeted for being so successful. It's just a different situation and so many things. We just, I think, need to have our guidance counselors better trained as well as our school staff so that when we do recognize an ongoing situation where a kid is being relentlessly bullied and tortured, that there's resources to fix it rather than right now. I think we've got so many kids that are afraid to speak up because they're embarrassed, they're ashamed, or they're thinking that the system won't help them and it'll only make it worse. So that's why I just think this awareness of the issue and maybe parents talking to kids about being tolerant. You know, when you see a kid always sitting alone at the lunch table, why don't you just go up and sit down and say, hey, how are you doing? Kindness, I think, goes a long way. And if we kind of promote that, it's you know, it sounds like, oh, you know, what a flowery thing to say. But when you're talking to some of these kids who have been relentlessly teased and isolated and excluded, when they know that somebody is just kind of looking out for them every now and again and being nice to them, it makes a big difference.
Do you find that this issue is becoming increasingly complicated because of social media, that so much is happening through talk on the web that we often don't even see it?
Well, yeah, it's very complicated. It's complicated not only because of the social media aspects, but because of the just different relationships that people have and how they react to situations. So, you know, you add social media into that, and you add perhaps a kid who leaves school after maybe having a bad day and then going online and seeing that people are making fun of him or her because maybe he or she is overweight, or maybe somebody, you know, tends to be a part of the LGBT community and or somebody has a special needs. I mean, a lot of special needs kids have been targeted relentlessly. So, you know, and then you add social media into it, they can't escape it. They go home and it's online, or their friends call them and tell them, did you see what somebody tweeted?
Yeah.
You know, so that it's almost like, and, you know, when it gets into social media, it's not just between you and the bully. It's now all out there. So right. Many people can see.
Which can make a comment so much worse. You've been talking about this for a number of years. Are you finding that more and more people are getting it?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. And I hope that maybe the more we talk to it with kids, you know, starting in middle school when it sometimes rears its ugly head, that we can make kids more ambassadors against it, and that the more kids that stand up against the bullies, you know, because the majority of kids aren't, but the more kids I think that stand up and say, this is not right and we're not tolerating it, I think the more we're going to help end it.